pulling out of the latest round of Middle East peace talks despite the killings.
Network News, it's 3 minutes past the hour.
There are over 30 million children on the streets of the world's cities. Please help Radio Cracker to help them.
Good morning and welcome to the Kirsty O'Neill Breakfast Show, brought to you by your sponsors Canada Life, Albany Life, Pronto Print, Elm Court, City Initiative and Ilta Albion.
Excuse me.
Yes?
What's all this Kirsty O'Neill Breakfast Show?
Well, I thought it was mine this morning.
No,
Kirstie, mine for the past 2 weeks.
Kirsty, you were supposed to be here 2 weeks ago to do this.
Well, I was here, honest, in Seoul.
You might have been in Seoul, darling. You got to go on the air.
This
is the Chris Cook Breakfast Show.
No, everybody knows that. The Kirsty O'Neill Breakfast Show. You've just been borrowing it.
Oh, I see. I tell you what, I think you're deafening the listeners at the moment, Kirsty. Now, come on, Lauren, let's get this straight. This is the Chris Cook Breakfast Show, okay?
I'll compromise.
Oh, dear, I don't like the sound of that.
I'll compromise. Kirsty O'Neill and Chris Cook Breakfast Show.
You drive a hard bike.
Chris, I thought ladies weren't supposed to jump these days.
They don't, darling, but if you're going to jump up and down doing your aerobics at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I didn't even know there was 2 7 o'clocks in the day. I've got to do something to wake up.
It's 8 minutes past seven on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Are we agreed on that?
Yep.
Oh, we're going to agree on something, are we?
We are.
Oh, I'm right. And what's the date?
I think it's about the 8th.
Shall we call it the 8th?
The 8th.
Yeah, why not?
Good day.
Good morning, Potter's Bar. You are listening to the Kirsty and Chris Breakfast Show. It's at last taken place. It was due to take place.
Last Monday?
Last Monday. And she has...
Duty called.
Duty called. What do you mean duty? What were you doing last Monday?
Looking after your daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that now.
One of us could only be here that day.
That's absolutely true. And what about Tuesday?
Looking after your daughter.
And Wednesday.
I was ill.
And Thursday.
Dying.
And Friday.
Hangover.
And Saturday.
Pass.
Sobering up.
Yes, definitely.
And Sunday.
Definitely
I was not on Sunday.
Bed.
I was not on Sunday.
Well, I was here. Where were you?
And Monday.
Monday, major hangover.
major hangover. Yeah, I can believe that as well.
Look, I...
What's this?
R.E.M.
And?
Man on the Moon.
Yeah. It's 9 minutes past seven on this Tuesday morning. Radio Cracker.
101.4.
Broadcasting to?
Porter's Bar and the surrounding district.
She can read. Andy Kaufman in the wrestling match. Yeah. Monopoly 21, checkers and chess. Yeah. Mr. Fred Lassie in a breakfast mess. Yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. This one, tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis too, baby? Are we losing touch? If you believe, put a man on the moon. If you believe, there's nothing up this sleeve, nothing to prove. Walking with the staff of wood. Yeah. Newton got mean by the apple. Yeah. Egypt was troubled by the horrible ass. Mr. Charles Darwin had the about this one. Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are you having fun? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up this sleeve, nothing is cool. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. Yeah. Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the pond? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis, baby? Are we
is Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 101.4 FM, broadcasting to Potter's Bar surrounding districts until December the 24th. The time is now 7:13, Chris? 7:14, sorry, we had a time check, but didn't work.
Teamwork, Kirsty, this is what it's all about.
I'm doing all the work by the sounds of it this morning.
About time too.
Am I putting my eyes in for last week?
Absolutely.
I'd like to say a very, very good morning to a Miss Karen Lacey. Are you out there?
She should be.
She promised she would be listening. She's been listening all last week, listening for my dulcet tones, and I haven't been around. Oh, I'm
sorry. Now.
I'm very sorry. But I'd like to say good morning. Get out of bed. And I hope you're feeling a lot better. This is Free Your Mind with Prejudice for you.
Prejudice. Want a song about it? Like to hear it?
What, something like this? Free Your Mind!
No.
dedications you may have on Potter's
Bar.
Nobody's
going to dedicate anything this time in the morning, Kirsty.
There is. Somebody might want to get somebody out of bed by dedicating them a record.
Think of anybody?
Mary. No, Mary. She won't even be awake yet.
Won't be anywhere near the land of living.
Andy,
go on then, dedication.
Dedications, 660467. If you give us a call, we can play whatever you'd like.
And it's going to ring right behind us. That's the phone.
There's a phone.
There's a phone.
Gosh, does it ring? Come on, please.
And who are they going to get? Will it be you? Or will it be me?
But you.
Oh, bound to be. I'm nearer the phone than you are.
Somebody's got to do some work this morning.
Yeah, it makes a change, doesn't it? I think we'll have some more music.
We do, yes.
What's this?
Hello.
Never?
Ah!
Never?
Trick
to the world. On Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM. Slips away, slips away. Never let her slip away. I talk to my baby on the telephone long distance. Slips away, slips away. I never would have guessed I would miss someone so bad. Slips away, yeah. Never let her slip away. I really only met about a week ago. Phone's rung. I don't believe it. 660467. You're listening to Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM, broadcasting to Potter's Bar and all the surrounding districts. And the time at the moment is 7:23:40. Kirsty's answering the phone, so that's ruined the next bit that we were going to do together. What teamwork? I don't know. Radio Cracker, we'd like your money, please. And the way we can collect your money is by you toddling into the Nationwide Building Society, which is right opposite the post office in Darts Lane, Potter's Bar. Tell them you want to pay into Radio Radio Cracker. You've heard what a wonderful radio station you have broadcasting in Pottersbar, and you'd like to give us some money. And the other way is to pop into the Radio Cracker shop, which is next to Century 21 Estate Agents in Darts Lane again, opposite the Pottersbar station. Not only donations, but you can make a dedication. You can purchase some of this wonderful Radio Cracker merchandise, which I am attired in at the moment, my sweatshirt and my T-shirt, because it's not too cold out there, but it's all right. My baseball cap, my Radio Cracker radio, the tea towel, the apron I was wearing earlier today, everything down there. But not only that, we also have the Tearcraft merchandise. Plenty of goodies down there, chess sets and bookmarks and pens and jewellery, a whole lot. Go on down there, Radio Cracker shop in Darts Lane, Potter's Bar. I've got something wrong with my contact list. I'm going to have to come in and do something else while Kirsty's joined to all her friends on the phone. This is the Kirsty phone in as well as a Kirsty breakfast show. Oh, it's for me, is it? Right. I'll come to that in a minute. Professional. 7:25 on a Tuesday morning. It's not too bad out there. Sun will be coming up before long. I better answer the phone.
I see you comb your hair and give me that grin. It's making me spin.
Come in, Roxette. Radio Cracker, 101.4 FM, the best in Potter's Bar on this Tuesday morning.
How do you do? I love the way you undress now, baby, begin. Do your caress, honey, my heart's in a mess. I love your blue-eyed voice like Tiny Tim shines through. How do you do?
How do you do?
Well, here we are, cracking jokes in the corner of our mouths. And I feel like I'm laughing in a dream. If I was young, I could wait outside your school, cause your face is like the cover of a magazine. How do you do?
Davis there on the phone on this Tuesday morning. He dialed 66 0467. All to say, he didn't want to do the golden hour. Don't worry, Paul, you weren't going to, mate. Andy Blythe will be doing that at 9 o'clock. Good morning, Potter's Bar. You are listening to Radio Cracker on 101.4 FM. You're listening to the Chris and
Kirsty Breakfast Show.
Hey!
I thought it was, we'd agreed on Kirsty and Chris's breakfast show.
I don't think it flows quite so well, does it?
Yeah.
No, I think it's definitely the Chris and Kirsty breakfast show.
But I get lost somewhere behind. No
danger of that. No danger of that whatsoever. Global problems, local solutions. That's what Radio Crack is all about. Because we're not just here on an ego trip. We're not on an ego trip.
No, not at all.
This is all about raising money for the third world, and in particular for the youngsters out there who are suffering from AIDS and HIV related illnesses. The kids out there who are homeless. And Christmas is all about the season of goodwill and helping out others. And as I say, you can help us to help them. Last year, the Radio Cracker Project, radio stations up and down the country raised something like £500,000, which is not a mean figure in these days. We have a target to achieve, which is somewhere around about 10,000, and you can help us by going into Nationwide, going into the shop in Darts Lane today and handing over lots of money. Next Saturday, Kirsty, can you read that?
Next Saturday, yeah. Radio Cracker are having a fun day.
We are.
British Home Stores in St Albans. Go down there, have some fun, take the kids. It's on Saturday the 12th. Doesn't say what time it starts.
Oh, it's like about 10 o'clock, I think.
Yeah,
something like that. You know everything about Radio Cracker, don't you?
Most things.
Are you not one of the most dedicated listeners?
I haven't got an option. No, we listen avidly every day.
Absolutely. Except when you're at home.
I can't get it. You go through the Hatfield Tunnel and it disappears. Yeah, Radio Cracker goes off the earth after the Hatfield Tunnel.
Where are you listening to us this morning? Give us a ring if you think you're a long way out of Podders Bar. 660467. Let us into the secret of how far Radio Cracker can reach. I don't think it's going to reach to Paisley Park.
Who's in Paisley Park?
This guy, Prince. Don't you know anything? You cannot come on and do
come
a breakfast show if you don't know
we
anything.
We haven't even got past 7:30 yet. Give me a break.
Actually, we have. It's 7:30 and 39 seconds. You fed me that one, didn't you? This is Prince, taken from the new album, and it's called Seven.
I am yours now, and you are mine, and together we love through all space and time, so don't cry. Seven will die. And I saw an angel come down unto me. In her hand she holds the very key. Words of compassion, words of peace. And in the distance, an army's marching feet. For behold, we will watch them. Others will curse me, but that's all right. That's all right. For I will watch them.
Radio Cracker on a Tuesday morning, and that's Prince, taken from the new album, which, according to my good friend Jody Ginsberg, who does the album chart on a Sunday afternoon, the album doesn't have a name. It's probably got a symbol on it. So have you seen the Prince?
No, I haven't.
No, it's something like this. It's got a sort of little gold sort of thing. Oh, Dave Bennett's arrived. Good morning. Oh, we are on this one. Paul Davis on the phone. Dave Bennett in the studio. You had the clear up in here.
Looks tidy.
You had a clear up in here this morning. No, that's a t-shirt. You've had a clear up in here this morning. Yes.
Where have you been?
That was
2 years. Oh, Toronto.
He's got a tape. He's got a Candle Life advert.
Whoa.
What time did you go to bed last night?
About 4.
Yeah,
we came past and saw you all jingling away up
was
here.
Was it midnight, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit of over-licensed broadcasting there. We'll believe him.
Oh, I don't know. 12 o'clock. Why were we coming past at 12 o'clock last night?
My car. I had a prang.
Why did you buy that, Rusty?
I know, these people who sell you duff cars.
It's perfectly all right when you bought it off us. Perfectly all right.
I had a prang, it had to go to the garage.
How many prangs have you had this year?
One?
Oh,
plus the XR3.
One after the other. One after another.
Look, this is the first one that's ever been my fault.
I reckon you ought to have a tank.
My mum says I've got a pilot's licence, not a driving licence.
Right, get a reinforced Volvo. Oops. Come on, what have you got in there?
What have I got? I've got a day course that's going.
A day course?
Alternative Christmas cuisine. Oh, vegetarian cookery for Christmas.
God, it's Christmas on its way.
It is.
Never a guess.
And my birthday.
What have you done to our lounge?
I've decorated it.
Is that what you call
brilliant.
It?
It's brilliant. Oh, the kids worked hard at that yesterday.
They did.
Anyway,
they did very well.
Alternative Christmas cuisine, £15 for a whole day, and lunch, tea, and coffee is provided in the price. On the day, 7 easy to make but very mouth-watering dishes will be demonstrated. For more details, ring Potter's Bar 57576 for an alternative Christmas cuisine day.
You're going on that, are you?
I don't mind, actually. Doesn't Christmas get boring with the same old turkey and roast potatoes?
Well, no, you'd have a different one each year.
Gosh, my mouth's watering.
You'd have a different one each year, though, mate, you. I think we'll have some more beauty. This is supposed to be entertainment, you know. You realise that, don't you?
Entertainment.
Entertainment. They're showing Radio Cracker Harrow how to do it.
Oh.
Satire. You're supposed to do a link on this one. Across the USA. Well, come on, quickly. Give us our link.
On this day, 1962. No, 1961, in fact. The Beach Boys' debut single, Surfing, was released in the USA.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, darn, Oxford doesn't do it like that.
Okay, on this day, music history. 1990, MC Records was sold to a Japanese company for £3.1 billion. Band Aid, the fundraising record, was re-released, including new acts like Bross, Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan, Wet Wet Wet, Bananarama, Chris Rea. No wonder he didn't do that good that year. The Power of Love gave Frankie Goes to Hollywood a debut single. Successful number one, banned by most of the radio stations.
Not banned on here.
No, definitely not.
Should we just do
not.
The Beach Boys?
Go on then.
Yeah, go on. We're going to take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard. We can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer. We're on safari to stay. Teacher, we're serving USA. Hang your keys and fall side outside USA. Pacific Palisades.
Radio Cracker, Potter's Bar 101.4 FM, broadcasting to Potter's Bar and the surrounding districts. You can make a dedication. Just give us a ring. Let's hear this phone ring again. 660467. Give us a call. Let us know you're out there. Anybody you'd like to dedicate a good record to? Just give us a call. It's gone quiet. Talk. Sponsors.
Speak to me.
Canada Life, Albany Life, Bronte Print, Elm Court, City Initiative, Interalbion. Without them, we wouldn't be here. We like them.
I didn't pitch up last night. You wouldn't have been here either.
I wouldn't have been, no.
Okay, Vanessa Paradis.
Do you want to be known for providing financial security for people when they need it most? Do you want to be part of a great team? Do you want career satisfaction? Do you want to be proud to protect? Why not phone Canada Life on Potter's Bar 45324 and ask for Gary Brandon? That's Gary Brandon on Potter's Bar 45324. Canada Life. We can add a lot to life.
This is Radio Cracker 101.4 FM, broadcasting to Potters Bar and surrounding districts. You wouldn't believe it, there are so many people in the studio this morning. Honestly, all the mornings that I have done and there hasn't been a soul around, and suddenly Kirsty O'Neill has finally graced us with her presence, finally decided to wake up in the morning. Dave Bennett's arrived. And now Darren Ingray's arrived as well. We're going to have a party in the studio. And all because
party!
I suppose it's all because you're here, isn't it?
That's right, definitely. Yeah, don't even come to see me.
What time's the sunrise?
Sunrise this morning?
Yes.
Don't know.
What
time did it rise?
Doesn't, yes.
It rised.
It
at
rose.
7:53 this
it
morning.
Rizzed.
It rose. We've had it.
It hasn't. It's only 7:44.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's on its way.
It's just where you're not in Aberdeen.
No.
It's about 8:30, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, around about that.
Deep Kirsty dark in Scotland.
Kirsty will be telling us a little bit more. The phone's ringing, 660467. We've got an answer, something to answer it today. Kirsty's going to be telling us a little bit more about On This Day in a few minutes, aren't you?
I will, yes.
You will indeed. You are listening to the Kirsty and Chris Air. Given in to you, haven't I? The Kirsty and Chris Breakfast Show on Radio Cracker 101.4 FM. And Genesis. Yeah?
Yeah.
Good band.
Yeah?
Brilliant band.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great band.
We like Genesis.
Genesis on CD. Oh, they're all in the car park. Look, they're waving to you. It's your fan club.
Something.